This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You said you couldn't have added Illuminor and Runyon while also keeping Barkley. I'm just fact-checking you that that's not necessarily true.
All right, so if you want to go in the literal sense, that would have been horrible business. Which is my point on
Sean,
the Eagles.
Sean,
it was horrible
Sean,
business by the
I'm
Eagles.
Not arguing they should have kept Saquon Barkley. I'm simply saying, and this is what Giant fans are saying, and you're yelling at them, you're basically saying they're idiots, that they had a right to not enjoy last night. They didn't enjoy watching Saquon Barkley play well. That's all. No one's re-arguing last year. No one's doing that. Maybe some people are, but that's not the overall point.
Well,
Tiki Barber, maybe. Can I ask you a very simple, very, very fair question?
Yes.
All right. I know he's no longer dead to you. You brought him back from the dead.
He's just too nice of a guy.
I get it.
Great conversation with him when I covered the Eagles.
And he's such a good dude. Like, even I was watching the post game. I wanted
to
hug him.
Unbelievable, dude. He really is.
No, I agree.
Great guy.
I got nothing against him. When you're watching the game last night, all right, is there a small part of you as a Giant legend that's like, I don't really like seeing this as an Eagle. Like, this is kind of bothering me that he's playing at such a high level for them.
You know what it is? I'm happy for his success because I do think he's in a better place. I've said this because the offensive line let him down for a lot of these years. I had to go back when I called that Eagles game. I wanted to find examples of Saquon, what we would call dancing around in the backfield. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that was the narrative about him here. And because you don't see that in Philadelphia. You see him committed to whatever the play design is. And so I went back 2-3 years, not just back 3 years, but over the last 3 years, I watched all this tape on him, trying to find him like dancing around being uncommitted. You know what I found?
What?
A bunch of penetration, getting hit in the backfield, diving out of the way because somebody went unblocked. It was just bad. It was bad offensive line play, you know, for the Giants. And it hurt Saquon's ability to do what he's doing now for the Eagles. And so as I'm watching these games, I'm like, you know what? Good for him because he's in a better place. With that being said, it does suck because he is outstanding. I did a conversation. Had a conversation earlier this week with Ben Volin of the Boston Globe, and he's doing a story on these older running backs. Now, Saquon's not really older, but, I mean, it is his seventh year.
Right.
So he is kind of older. He's been in the league for a long time. Derrick Henry is going to be 31 in a couple of weeks. And he was asking me, like, you see these guys' successes and what they're doing and, you know, is this a resurgence or reinvigoration of the running back, quote-unquote, running back in the NFL? And I said, you know, I think because teams are playing such, you know, high safeties and they don't want to give up these big plays that the good running games are able to take advantage of it. With that being said, Derrick Henry's a freak. With that being said, Saquon Barkley is a freak, right?
Yeah.
You think about his physicality and his body and his ability to be explosive but powerful and it just kind of made me miss having Saquon.
And that's normal. By the way, everything you said
now I'm not like distraught about it because I love Tyrone Tracy too. And I think he's going to be a great runner. His patience, his reading ability, he's always on track. Like he hits the holes, he sets defenses up, and he makes big plays. But Saquon was a special player. There's no doubt about
it,
period.
You said something, and I appreciate this honesty. You said it sucked. And that's fine. Doesn't mean they should have kept him. Doesn't mean he isn't in a better situation. Doesn't mean you don't like Tyrone Tracy. But it sucked. Sean can't say that. You can't say last night sucked.
I said it sucked because the Eagles look awesome. the Saquon Barkley part of it to me is irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
It is. The only thing that becomes...
Did you not enjoy it? Like, take the Philly hate, Saquon hate away. Did you not enjoy watching a running... Maybe that's just me, because as a running back...
Yeah, that's just you.
I just like watching running backs have success. It doesn't matter who it is, really.
Tiki, to defend you, when a running back is running through holes and gliding, I find it to be one of the most beautiful things in football.
100%.
Unfortunately, if it's an Eagle or Cowboy running back, I can't take those glasses off and go, I'm enjoying it. I can't. I just can't. I hate that stupid helmet. I hate that stupid song. Well, I hate those stupid people.
One of our rivals is losing, so accept it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the Commanders are, you know.
I haven't got that Commander hate up yet.
Yeah, it just doesn't exist yet. It doesn't exist. Maybe it'll get there at some point, and it will, because Jaden Daniels is the truth, and despite what happened last night, they will be fine, and eventually you will hate them. But right now, I think Giant fans are like, Eagles are fine.
My point is, man, the Eagles are eating too. It sucks watching them win. It sucks having watched success. Watching Saquon have the success isn't added on to that for me.
Let's go to Joe, who's calling from Vermont. How are you, Joe?
Hey, Joe. Sorry. Hey, guys. How you doing? Look,
what's up?
A little frustrating to listen to because it's pretty obvious why the Giants are getting so much crap for this. It's because, you know, right or wrong, however you want to look at it, the way that fans in general, the media, other players view it is, they chose Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. You have... you know, a superstar player doing special things every Sunday, and then you put on the Giants, and you have a terrible player who's doing dopey things every Sunday.
Yeah,
and that's why. It's as simple as that.
And you know what's funny, Joe? You're right and wrong at the same
time. Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Same time. Not you. You're right. The narrative's wrong.
Right.
And sometimes what sucks in life, whether it's in sports, politics, real life, is the truth doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the perception. And the perception that he laid out, it's actually what's happening. Nationally, the viewpoint is they chose Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. I don't view it that way. I don't think you guys do either. As someone who kind of lived it and the decision-making and the tag versus long-term extension and the position change
and
differences.
And they offered Saquon an extension last year right before they signed Daniel Jones.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Before.
But that perception is true. Would you guys agree with that?
The perception is true. The reality is not true.
No, right. I don't agree with the reality either.
We're all in agreement on that, yes.
But the perception that's out there, and because here's the thing, Teak, that's kind of weird. The Giants are being mocked every time Saquon Barkley does something well.
Yes.
And I'm not used to that with free agents who leave. Usually, maybe the first time, and then you move on.
Yeah.
But last night, Eagle fans were chanting, "Thank you, Giants," as Saquon was doing a post-game interview with Amazon Prime.
Part of that is Nick Sirianni, though, because you remember at the beginning of the season, and people won't forget it, Nick Sirianni said, "Well, how do you like it that we got your best player?"
Yeah, no, I added to it, too. You're right.
Right, so Philly fans heard that before the season started, and that's what they're going to think about.
Yeah, but I think that's added to the... It's weird that a guy who signed 8 months ago is still being talked about connected to his former team. Meanwhile, they've already played. We're already more than halfway through the season, and yet this continues to be a thing that Giant fans have to deal with.
I'm telling you, it goes back to Hard Knocks, and this is the one part of Hard Knocks that I think was a negative to the Giants.
Mm.
I really was.
With John Mara saying,
I'm going to lose sleep at night watching him with the Eagles, and that has stuck with people and resonated with people. No other NFL team in the history of offseasons losing free agents has had a moment like that play out on TV for the world to see.
Yeah. That added to it. Plus, it's your fault too, Teak. You know that.
Why?
Dead to me. Added to it. Just add it to it a little bit.
That's exactly why it doesn't bother me, because he's dead to me.
But Tiki's over it, so everyone else has to get over it.
Well, because I have the pleasure of getting to sit in rooms with these guys and have conversations with them. And so I don't see them as avatars in a game. To me, I see them as people.
That is a very interesting comparison. You're right. We do look at these players sometimes as avatars.
Definitely.
In a game. Yeah.
Right, as football cards with helmets on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good point. Dean is in Asbury Park. How are you, Dean?
How you doing, guys? I just want to defend Sean a little bit. And, Evan, I know you like to put your sports psychosis and trauma on other people, but it's not always
fair. Well said. Well said.
Yeah, that is actually well said. Go ahead.
If anybody thinks that the Eagles, it was either Saquon or Kenneth Gainwell that the Eagles were going to go into the season with, is simply not true. They would have been doing the same thing with Joe Mixon, with Aaron Jones, with Josh Jacobs. There was plenty of guys out there for the Eagles to get. So if Saquon was doing this in Houston, to think if the Giants had him, they'd be in a different spot, I don't think is true either. The Eagles would still be good. The Giants would still be struggling.
But exactly. Dean, all I was saying, forget the Giants for a second, because I think we all agree that they were better off moving on from him. That's not even the debate. And we talked about this last week. If they had kept Saquon Barkley, they probably have the same record. It doesn't change much. But where I disagree with you is the Eagles' decision to choose Saquon Barkley, whether it was over Joe Mixon or whatever other running back you want to bring up, has so far turned out to be the right decision. That's the Eagles made a good move. That's all I'm saying. The Eagles are better off today than not having chosen Saquon Barkley. And we can live in a fictitious world of, well, what if they chose this guy? What if they chose that guy?
Remember.
I don't know. All I know is they chose Saquon Barkley, and they're 8-2. And Barkley's legitimately an MVP candidate, which is unique for someone who's not a quarterback.
Just remember, and I'm not going to let anybody forget this, this core of the Eagle team, the guts and core of this team, went to a Super Bowl and lost. So when you add Saquon, it's a finishing touch. It looks great. The stats look great. Fantasy football, red zone, all looks great. If during the 3 years of this contract, they don't get back to that Super Bowl, I don't want to hear it made them better. Because they got there with Miles Sanders.
Well, it's interesting because this offseason for the running back was about finding that running back who was your missing piece. Because Houston did it, you know, obviously, and it's different because their offensive line isn't that good. The Baltimore Ravens did it. They're really good, obviously. The Philadelphia Eagles did it. And so did the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Jones. Like, all of these teams that were playoff contenders or got deep into the playoffs and are just missing a little something, they all went and got running backs.
Right.
And all those running backs are beasting it.
You're right.
The only one that's in the top five or so that's on his same team is Jonathan Taylor, the Colts running back. But all the other top teams and the top running backs, they're new. And so they went and sought out a difference maker at that position, which is rare considering the false narrative that persisted for 5 or 6 years that the running back was dead, that we don't need him anymore, that we can do it by committee. You can do it by committee, but when you have a special one, it changes your team. It changes your offense in so many ways.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.